next Board of Canvassers meeting on Tuesday, November 18th. We'll do a roll call.
Excuse me, Board Member Overson.
Board Member Barbieri.
Here.
Board Member Knutson.
Here.
Board Member Harker.
Here.
And Board Member Cochran.
Here.
All right, I think if we look at this, the item number two, you're just going to tell us the numbers.
Yep, so I will, and you
put
them in front of you. The mayor's race was not a surprise. Board Member Harker, I should say, candidate Meredith Harker came away with 1,140 votes, which is 56.02% of the votes, so she was victorious, as was Bob Knutson with 56.71% of the votes. If you want to flip over to Exhibit B, it kind of breaks it down a little bit. Our turnout this election was 26.2%, which was up slightly from both of the previous elections that we had.
Wow, that's up.
Yeah, it's not bad. However, when you hear that fewer than half of our residents are registered to vote, I find that disappointing, and I assume that's not new. I just never looked at that before. But with just over 60,000 residents as of the 2020 census, only 27,690 residents are registered to vote. So that is under 50%, and I want to see if I can do something about that for the 2027 election.
So Jamie, half of our residents are registered voters, but more than half of those actually voted, which is a
correct
percentage.
Fewer than half is registered, and then fewer than, let's see. So we had most of the folks voted by mail still, with two people that voted early. We didn't have an early voting here in Taylorsville, so they went elsewhere to do that. 119 ballots were counted that cast their vote here on Election Day. Three that are the special disability ballots returned electronically, eight of the UOCAVA, and that is the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, so folks that are maybe stationed overseas in the military or overseas for any other reason, like serving a mission or something like that. Eight of those folks voted. There were six provisional ballots cast. And again, provisional ballots are when you either wait until voting day to register, or perhaps you show up to vote. The poll workers can't confirm that you're registered, so they go ahead and give you a provisional ballot with the understanding that they'll check it after the fact and make sure you are entitled to vote.
Jamie, on the mail-in ballots.
Yes.
Is it mail-in whether you come to City Hall and drop it in the box or put it in your mailbox?
Yes.
Like either
way.
So there's no statistic of how many were in the drop box and how many were mailed in the mail.
I bet they have that. They didn't provide it today, but now that you mentioned that, I'd like to know that. So I'll find out and get it back to you, because I do think that's important to note. Section 3 on that page is sort of an internal thing with the county. They just make sure that they have the right number of ballots with their system, and they did. Let's see. 64 votes, or I should say ballots, were challenged for a variety of reasons, but they were all curable, meaning the county clerk reached out to those voters to give them an opportunity to cure it. 46 of the 64 did not cure it. 42 of those folks, their signature didn't match. Two failed to sign their envelopes. Two, they indicated, were challenged for other curable reasons. I don't know what those were. Let's see here. 36 were rejected ballots that could not be cured, and I don't know specifically what the problem was, but whatever it was, it wasn't fixable. I was concerned that we would have a ton that were not returned on time because the change with the legislature this year, there were only 33, so that was pleasant. I thought a pleasant surprise. Flipping over to Exhibit C, that just gives you breakdown by precinct. That's not particularly telling to us, but it is something that I have to turn into the Lieutenant Governor's office tomorrow. And let's see, I guess now we need to vote to approve if you're so inclined, and then I want to ask that you please don't disappear before you sign the resolution, because I also need to get your signature and send that in tomorrow.
Okay.
Signatures for all of us?
Mm-hmm. So we need a motion, right?
Yes, please. And the resolution number is BC25-01.
Madam Chair, I'll make a resolution that we approve that the Board of Canvas certify the canvas for the 2025 Taylorsville Municipal Election, BC25-01, as presented by Jamie.
Okay. Bob?
Be it so seconded.
Board Member Cochran?
Yes.
Board Member Harker?
Yes.
Board Member Knutson?
Yes.
Board Member Barbieri?
Yes.
And Board Member Overson?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. With that is all the business we have tonight at this meeting, and we will adjourn the meeting.